Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon. God bless you. It's Monday, April the 19th, 2021. You made it through a good weekend. I hope you had fun. If the sun was out, you got out into the sunshine. Those that had family gatherings, I hope it was done socially with masks and sanitized. Whew, thank you, Jesus. Yes, I want to continue to pray for Sexy Diva, her brother, Elder Ronnie, and that's a real brother, yeah. And he's an elder in the church in West Virginia, and I can't think of her name right now, but I say Belle, Queen Belle. She has another name. Anyhow, keep praying for her. Because Queen Belle, she is sick with COVID. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We keep praying for these folks and wish them a speedy recovery, because we know those that do not have a speedy recovery, they're going on to be with the Lord. Amen. And continue to wear your mask and sanitize and 6 feet apart. Amen. Amen. My topic today is cleansing fears. Amen. And I'm coming from 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 30, from the Amplified Version. And David went up over Mount of Olives and wept as he went, barefoot and his head covered, and all the people who were with him covered their head, weeping as they went. Amen. Amen. Excuse me. Tears are such a gift, and they help release our emotions and cleanse us from heartache. It's been said that every tear we cry is one less hour of therapy we'll need. Yes, they are that powerful. Even Jesus wept. Yet sometimes tears are seen as a sign of weakness. Many of us weren't allowed to cry growing up, so we learned to stuff our emotions deep down inside. We learn to be static and unmoved by the sorrow we felt. And rather than processing our feelings in a healthy way, in healthy ways, we bury them. We put on a brave and a fake smile. Do you still live that way? David was never one to shy away from his emotions, and maybe God included him in the Bible in part because of it. Maybe he wanted to show us the value of cleansing tears. Maybe he wanted us to understand the healing it would bring. Don't be afraid to let your feelings spill out of your eyes. Everyone needs a good cry from time to time. Tears are God's gift, and they serve a beautiful purpose when you're walking through grief. Lord, I know sometimes I'm overwhelmed by situations I'm walking through. Thank you for the reminder I can be real with my emotions through tears. That is my word of encouragement today. Cleansing fears. Not fears, but tears. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Cleansing tears. Amen, amen. Oh, hallelujah. God bless you for the rest of the week. Love somebody. Give somebody a good word today. Make them feel good. You know, we have a lot of people that we have lost, and it doesn't seem like a lot of people are happy and they're sad. But do not be afraid to show your tears. Amen. Amen. I'll be with you with another word of encouragement. God bless you. I love you. Amen. Amen. I'll see you Wednesday. Bye-bye. Amen.